The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, kids. It is a Wednesday, December 28th. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's Tony Curry from Tony Curry Radio. We've got some great stuff going on today. Recording two new shows. Mark Ingram, our good friend, athletic director for the UAB Blazers. We do a show called the UAB Blazers Director's Chair, or UAB's Director's Chair. Mark, of course, is the athletic director for the UAB Blazers. They have had just one incredible year. First of all, of course, they hire Trent Dilfer, who's going to be the new head coach for UAB football. Basketball program's on fire. They're playing great. And second of all, or third of all, they're going to be joining the AAC next year. And it was interesting because I was at the ball game last night with my three kiddie poos watching East Carolina and Coastal Carolina. It was kind of nice to get an idea of what East Carolina's capable of. They, of course, won the ball game last night, put up 50-plus points, and it was a great game. I had a great time. It was a little chilly, but it was going to be fun to see what UAB can do in the AAC, a move up in the conferences. And by the way, too, some guy, we were sitting in the East Carolina section, some guy was sitting about four or five rows in front of us from East Carolina. It was donned out in the purple and the yellow, and he came up behind me, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, man, I lived here for like 20 years. I just moved to East Carolina about 2 years ago. I used to listen to you on Jocks with Jay Barker and Alda Greco and listen to your classic rock and absolutely love your work, and just made me feel great, and I really appreciate that guy coming up and saying, hey, and I know he's probably watching this morning on the Facebook, so greatly appreciate you. We're going to have that show with Mark Ingram. Mark is actually up in my old stomping grounds of Cincinnati where his wife is from, so we'll be talking to him from the big state of Ohio coming up here. And also my good friend Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Days Pod. Robert Lauren White. Good morning to you, Robert. Yeah, we do this Woodhouse Day Spa show. It's great. I got up with Stuart. We were actually out the Woodhouse Day Spa in the Summit when he had his grand opening about three and a half years ago. He's fixing to have a second re-grand opening because they're making expansion plans and growing out. They should be ready to go sometime in February and March of 2023. It's a great place, great environment, great atmosphere. If you've had spa treatments, you're into that kind of thing, and you're doing one of the strip mall things, go to the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. It's incredible. It's fantastic. It's unlike any experience you'll ever have. My daughter got a $150 gift card. We're going to go get our tootsies and our fingers done on Friday, and then I'm going to go get a full body massage next week. I can't wait. Give you something to look forward to in 2023. But we'll be talking to Stuart Rome. It's called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We'll be doing that show a little bit later on. It's a Wednesday, which means Live Wire Wednesday, our most listened to show across all cities, all states, in all countries. We have 40,000 people that listen in Sydney, Australia, every single Wednesday. We have people in Sweden that listen, Yemen, Mexico City, Saskatchewan, Toronto is big, Charlotte's big, San Francisco, Boston, Tupelo is always big, and of course right here in the Birmingham area in Hoover, Alabama, where Tony Curry Radio resides. And also in Hoover is Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. Kai Gregory, one of the biggest AC/DC freaks out there. He loves the show. He listens with his kid Knox every single Wednesday night. Southern Precision Staffing for all of your staffing needs, construction or anything else, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828, where your word and your handshake still mean something. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, but they serve the United States of America. Finally, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Curry & Claypo show. I love my best friend, Josh Claypo. We come in here and talk for about an hour and a half. Sometimes I prep, sometimes I don't. It's always a fantastic show. You never know what you're going to hear. That show is going to go off at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on Facebook Live. And, of course, wherever you get your podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. And then we'll be on Fox 6 tomorrow morning with Janice and Dubs and the entire crew right around 9:35. Thank you to Fox 6 for the wonderful partnership we have here on Tony Curry Radio and the Curry and Claypo Show. Wayne Schneider, good morning to you. So normally, if you've been doing something for a long period of time, and I've been doing radio since I was about 13 or 14 years old, there'll be a time in your brain, a moment in time where you remember, this is what I want to do for a living. I love this. This is what I want to do. Now, a lot of people obviously are changing jobs throughout their lives, and that's fine. You can change different things. But I knew I loved radio when I was like 13 or 14 years old. Didn't want to get into it. My mom actually signed me up for a class at Lakota High School, and I started taking it and fell in love with it. But one of the reasons, I didn't know what kind of radio I was going to do, whether it's going to be talk radio or soft rock or jazz or whatever. But when I was about 6 years old, 1972, my brother Jeff, who is also my best friend, He was about 14 years old. He said, come downstairs for a minute. And this is where he had his stereo at. We had a Kenwood stereo system. The speakers were about yay big. That's when the size of your speakers dictated just how big you were. The bigger your speakers, you know, if you had a full rack taking up the entire wall, you were the man. He's like, I want you to hear this album. And I said, okay. And so he comes down and he starts playing this song that's an instrumental, and it's got some incredible synthesizer stuff, and he's got it up to 11. It's Spinal Tap all over again. And that song was Frankenstein from the Edgar Winter Group. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, this song, and he's like, isn't that song great? You know, my brother was 13, 14, well beyond his years as far as in his knowledge of classic rock and everything else, but I aspired to be like him. And then he played a Free Ride, which I absolutely love. John Locke, good morning to you. Tim McGee Sr., how you doing this morning, brother? And then he played this song called We All Had a Real Good Time, which is a song you hear on Tony Curry Radio on the TKR app. Download the TKR app like hundreds of thousands of folks have already done. And check out, I play classic rock songs that are songs you know that you just don't hear very often anymore. And that's the majority of the music on my radio station is all that. So I remember hearing We All Had a Real Good Time. And I was like, wow, and it kind of transformed me. I can remember that moment. I don't remember a lot about my 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old days. None of us do. But I remember being down in the basement and hearing that album, watching it spin around. It was kind of dark. I think he had a lava lamp down there. And I remember hearing that song, and I was like, man, if I ever have my own radio station, I'm going to play that song. It's not even a deep cut. It's beyond a deep cut. It's a great song. But Autumn was off that album. That album is fantastic. That whole album, front and back, are fantastic. If you like any of the Winter guys. So fast forward 1991, 92, 93, somewhere in that area. The Edgar Winter Group was playing City Stages, and they were the headliner. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull was opening up, and I got a chance to bring both them on stage. And so I'm out in front of the stage. Edgar comes out. Edgar's got that long, white, flowing hair. If you remember the album cover, they only come out at night. He's kind of sitting there without the shirt on. His hair is flowing back. And I thought, man, this guy's a freak. I mean, it's fantastic, right? So I have no idea. And it's interesting because when you talk to someone about how they transform the way you listen or feel about a particular music, and then it turns into be a lifelong job, you get a little excited. And I didn't want to be disappointed. I've met a lot of rock and rollers who I was really excited to meet, and I was probably a little giddy, and they're probably like, dude, you're a radio personality. What the hell's wrong with you? But I still get starstruck. And so I didn't want to be disappointed, so I was a little reserved, and he was the nicest guy I ever met. Him, Steve Ray Vaughan, Robert Plant was super nice, Jimmy Buffett not so much. But he was so, so nice. And he came up, shook my hand. We had a great conversation for about 15 or 20 minutes. He was asking me about some of my favorite Edgar Winter songs. Because a lot of people go, I love your music, man. And sometimes they'll test you. They'll go, okay, what's some of your favorite songs? And if you say Free Ride and Frankenstein, everyone knows those songs. Joseph Barnett, or Burnett, good morning to you, Joseph. I have a good friend of mine, Joe Barnett. Good morning, Joseph Burnett. And so I'm sitting there talking to him, and I said, man, there was one song that kind of transformed my life. It was called We All Had a Real Good Time. And he's like, oh, yeah, man. He had a little bit of a lisp. He goes, oh, yeah, man, I love that song. I said, can you play it tonight? And he goes, man, we don't play that anymore. So their set list was set up through their synthesizer, because they use a lot of synthesizers in a lot of their music. It's raw classic rock, but they use some synthesizer stuff. And he said, we have all of our stuff pre-programmed, so we don't have to bring the full band, and I don't have that song on my computer hardware anymore, so I can't play it. And I was like, oh, that's fine, man. I'm looking forward to it. So I got a chance to bring him on stage. Well, the third song in, he found it. And he's like, hey, man, I just met this guy named Tony Curry. He's a big Edgar Winter fan, and I want to play the song for him. And that unbelievable bass. Dude, if you've never heard it, they all had it. Go pull it up right after you get done watching Facebook Live. We All Had a Real Good Time from Edgar Winter Group. It's fantastic. It is great. It's a fantastic song. Listen to it. Teresa Ponder, good morning to you. is fantastic. But he played that song for me, and he looked right at me, and I was like, this is the coolest moment of my life. It was just unbelievable. It was great. So, Edgar Winter turned 76 today. Happy birthday to you, my man, and thank you for transforming my life and getting me to love classic rock and roll as much as I do. And make sure you download the TKR app. Also, check us out tomorrow morning, the Curry and Klepo Show right here on Facebook Live. 2023 is going to be a monster year. It's going to be a huge year. We're going to change some things around, make things a lot easier for you to see. You can check out all of our podcasts and do all those things. We're going to streamline our stuff, make sure it's really easy for us to find. We're going to grow exponentially. Really looking forward to that. We're making some serious investments in 2023. So in the meantime, greatly appreciate you watching this morning. Justin Brown, good morning, brah. What up, brah, 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 brah. We're going to get after it in 2023, and I'm super excited. And thanks to all of my great sponsors, my great partnerships, and more than anything, the great friendships that I've started with all of our clients. We got some great shows, well over 1,000 podcasts. To search Tony Curry Radio. It's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We're on every major industry. Any of our music shows like LiveWire Wednesday, you can find on Spotify. So we're looking forward to that show later on tonight as well. I love you. Have yourself a fantastic Wednesday. Peace. It's going to get warmer today. It's going to be 60 degrees. Enjoy your beautiful day, and I appreciate you watching this morning.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.